מסמך בשם ממשיכים את הכנס בעלייה.
Excerpt from document called Following the Congress with an Ascent, excerpt number 1. רבש, עיבור בית. Ibur Aleph, the first Ibur, was made by the upper, much like a person who receives an awakening from above. Ibur Bet, the second Ibur, meaning afterward, the lower must, by the force of the awakening that it received, work on his own, meaning that he must add, through the awakening that he received from the upper, and work with his own effort. Otherwise, he will lose everything and will return to being a black point, which means that his spirituality will be like darkness that does not illuminate.
Is towards more love and more relation.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash. Article 6, what is the shepherds of the cattle of Abraham and the shepherds of the cattle of Lot in the work? At every beginning, one must receive the yoke of heaven anew, and it's not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. Therefore, each state of receiving the kingdom of heaven is considered a new state, namely, that one receives part of the empty space that was void of the kingdom of heaven, and takes the empty space and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that he now clarified a new thing that did not exist before he took the empty space and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is called that he raised a new spark into Kedusha. And after all these ascents, he raises sparks into the empty space, into Kedusha, and as a result of each and every descent, he comes to a new beginning and raises new sparks. Excerpt number 3. Rabash, letter 77. There's no absence in spirituality, rather that it has temporarily departed in order to have room for work to advance. This is so because every moment that we scrutinize into holiness enters the domain of holiness, and a person descends only in order to sort out more sparks of holiness. However, there is an advice that one should not wait until his degree is lowered for him, and when he feels his lowliness, he goes up again, and that ascent is regarded as sorting apart into holiness. Instead, he himself descends and elevates other sparks and raises them into the domain of holiness. It is, as our sages said, before I lose, I search. Meaning before I lose the situation I'm in, I start searching. It is as Bala Sulam said about King David, who said, I awakened the dawn. Our sages said, I awakened the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. Therefore, the keeping is primarily during the ascent, and not during the descent. During the ascent, we need to extend fear, lest we are pushed out, God forbid. But after all these, all we need is to cry out to the King and ask for His mercy on us once and for all. On the other hand, excerpt number 4, Rabash, volume 1, article 18, Who Causes the Prayer? One mustn't say, I am waiting for the Creator to give me awakening from above, and then I'll be able to work in the work of holiness. Bala Sulam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment, meaning he must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And when I am for me, what am I? And if not now, then when? Thus, one mustn't wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when? And he must not wait for a better time. So, then I will get up and do the work of holiness. Rather, it is as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will not have time. Excerpt number 5.
Excerpt number 5, Zerafo'o lech lecha, and they went forth with them from Ur Kasdim. 18 till 20. One who comes and awakens himself from below is aided from above. But without the awakening from below, there is no awakening from above. Nothing above awakens if the thing upon which the thing from above is placed does not awaken below first. This is the meaning of the black light in the candle, the nukva, who does not grip the white light in the candle, the anpin, before she awakens first. When she awakens first, the white light immediately comes over her, because the low one must awaken first. This is why it is written, O God, do not keep silent. So the white light will not cease from the world. God is the Nukva, a black light. And if you do not keep silent and do not rest from awakening from below, the white light, the Anpin, will always be gripping her from above. Also, you who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves to awaken below that upon which the awakening above will be. And also, when man awakens the awakening from below first, the awakening from above awakens upon him. This is so because there must be a crude thing below where the light can grip, and that crude thing depends entirely upon the low one. Excerpt number 6 from letter 38 by Baal HaSulam. And the main thing is the exertion, meaning, but the most important is the labor, meaning to crave how to labor in his work, since the ordinary work does not count at all, only the bits that are more than the ordinary, which is called labor. It is like a person who needs to eat a pound of bread a day to be full. All his eating does not merit the title satisfying meal, but only the last bit from the pound. That bit, for all its smallness, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws out only the bits beyond the ordinary, and they will be the letters and the kelim in which to receive the light of His face.